I'd like now to welcome to the program Lori Frantz. She is author of the book, By the Way, A Guide to New Mexico's 25 Scenic Byways, and she will be here in Santa Fe at Collected Works Bookstore this Friday, October 21st at 6 in the evening. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
So, byways, that's like those roads which are not highways.
Yes, it's actually a federal grant program, Scenic Byways is. And in New Mexico, scenic byways are not on highways, so you're right. It's the other roads, not the highways.
And so scenic byways, it's a federal program to cultivate tourism, to cultivate travel?
Yes, it's funded with transportation legislation, federal transportation legislation, but it is a tourism program. It builds tourism infrastructure, and particularly in rural communities, which is very important to New Mexico.
So you did this guidebook as a way of basically helping us figure out how to get around the state and where to go and things like that. Where did you start and what kind of things were you looking for to let people know about?
Well, this book was done with a grant through the Scenic Byways Program, so federal money, and it was put together and designed by New Mexico Magazine staff, specifically Betty Brodsky designed it.
Right.
I originally started writing a series of articles on the byways for New Mexico Magazine in 2004. I did one a month. Someone else, who's also an author, Marty Nyman, finished the series. I wrote most of them. She finished the series. And then New Mexico Magazine hired Leslie King, who was a columnist with the magazine, to do something fresh on each byway. But my intent in getting the grant money to publish this book was to get people from out of state to show them that there's something besides Albuquerque and Santa Fe and Taos, and also to get New Mexicans to travel their own state. Because I know a lot of New Mexicans who grew up here who haven't been to Taos, you know.
Right.
So I want to get them out around the state, particularly in the rural areas where we need economic development.
And so what were some of the more fun and interesting surprises that you found as you started traveling around New Mexico?
Well, I guess one of my favorite things that I found was traveling Mesa Land Scenic Byway, which goes through Santa Rosa, Tucumcari, and the ranch land south and north of Tucumcari. And Tucumcari is in Quay County. Quay County has dinosaur bones that aren't found anywhere else in the world. And I don't think many people know that. And Tucumcari also has a dinosaur museum, which has skeletons of dinosaurs that are cast in bronze. Another thing I don't think you can find anywhere else.
Amazing.
And the reason for that is because there's a bronze foundry at the community college in Tucumcari. You know, things like that are fascinating to me, and I hope to other people too, that we have these wonderful things in rural New Mexico that aren't very publicized.
Well, that's what I got out of looking at kind of at random order through the book, is that there are all of these historical and cultural treasures that are distributed all over the state.
Right.
There's also, you know, natural beauty all over the state.
Yeah.
There are ghost towns that you walk around in, and they're really true ghost towns. Those aren't going to be there forever.
Right.
And there's also the current and past history of mining, which shows up all over the place.
Right. Well, I guess some of the themes in New Mexico and in a lot of the areas that byways go through are, first off, prehistory. One of the byways, which is it's the Salt Missions Trail. I don't know if you've ever been to the Saline Pueblos. It's Abo, Gran Quivira, and Quarai. They are sort of around southeast of Albuquerque and near Mountain Air. That's a beautiful area. Those three pueblos are connected by their connection with salt. There were salt deposits in the area, and they traded it. And I don't think a lot of people go there. So first prehistory, and then our history, which is ranching and agriculture. And mining. Those things built the state. And then there's all the weird stuff, like, you know, our connection with atomic energy. That's all over the state. I don't think a lot of people know about Los Alamos, but do they know that the first atomic bomb was exploded near Bingham, New Mexico? A lot of people don't know that kind of stuff.
The book is called By the Way, A Guide to New Mexico's 25 Scenic Byways, and Lori Frantz, who is the author, one of the authors on this book, will be at Collected Works Bookstore on Friday, the 21st of October at 6 o'clock. And it's a very handy, it's just the right size. It's got a spiral binding. It's got a map in the back. It's a book really designed to put in your car and take with you.
That's exactly what I intended, because the spiral binding enables you to open it up and lay it flat on the seat. I don't recommend that you read while you're driving, but it is supposed to be easy to use in the car, and that's what I want people to do with it.
Thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.